Jack and the Santa Claus. Well, the morning of the we usually always have the tree at our house, and the kids all comes in there, don't you see? Well, Jack was there. Well, there was a big boy, the preacher, preacher's boy just south of us, about the size of Jack. He just took the suit down there and let him play Santa Claus up for us. And first thing you do, I hear this Santa Claus dropped in. There's two kids were sitting there. One looked at the other. One looked at the other one. Somebody said, Jeff said, oh, he said, just don't talk about it. They were sure Jack was a Santa Claus. Well, he'd been playing Santa Claus everywhere all over town.
He's slicker than mine.
Yeah,
exactly. Oh boy. I thought it was fun to watch it.
Yeah, so they don't talk about that.
Do you have any special greeting for New Year's?
Oh, Happy New Year.
And on the first of the month, the bills are
too big.
What else are they? They come
statements.
Yeah. On the first of the month, the bills come
due.
You belong to an organization, you have to pay your
dues.
In the 30s, money was
scarce.
Boy, isn't that true. What do you call it when a little kid puts his head down, kicks his heels, and flops over on his back?
Turn the somersault?
Uh-huh. If you saw a boy jump into a lake and go like this and come out the other side, how would you say he got across?
He swam across.
And what would you say he did to get in?
Yep.
That is?
Died.
If he goes down and he doesn't come up for half an hour, you say probably he's
sick. That?
Well, if he goes under the water and you don't see him, you say in all probability after 30 minutes he's
dead.
Yeah. Why?
Drowned.
Any special term for diving in and striking the water right flat? Thank you.
Oh, yeah, very nice. Let me bust it.
Yeah. What would you say a baby does before you walk?
Crawls.
If you saw a boy up in the tree and somebody said, how did he get there? You'd probably say,
come on,
and some people get down on their knees to pray. If you saw someone praying, you'd say, somebody said, did he sit to pray? You'd say, no, he...
No.
Somebody goes to sleep and then wakes up and tells you about some wonderful thing that you've seen. You say, no, you didn't see that, you just
dream.
Huh? And it all stops when you...
It all stops when you wake up.
Huh? Or this all stopped just as soon as you...
woke up.
What do you call it when somebody takes his feet like that and bangs them on the floor?
Nervous.
Yeah, well, are you stamping or stomping?
Stomping, yeah.
If, let's say we had something that weighs 200 pounds, and you and I together are going to move it someplace, what would you ask me to do?
You mean to help move?
Uh-huh. You say we're going to do what with it?
Totally.
Huh? And you want me to do what on my end?
Take your end up?
Yeah. Shake my hands and...
Yeah. It all depends on what kind of an object you move. Now, with the piano, you want to get your end up first.
If it's a tub of water.
If you make a piano, what in it? I used to make a piano, but I could get a guy picking up on the other end and just walk off with it.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
But you want to get your end up first.
Yeah.
Because it's gets lots easier to flip before he gets his on the ground.
Yeah.